While traveling on a bus from Auschwitz, Miranda Davis, a middle school teacher from Orem, asked her new Polish friend Adam how to pronounce the city they just left.
It's the city right next to Auschwitz. It's where the largest concentration camp and murder site during World War II. So we're just coming back from the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, the commemoration ceremony.
The ceremony was attended by almost 3,000 people, including actual survivors who shared not the horrific details of their experience, but the importance of peace and tolerance. Davis tells me one of the survivors, a rabbi, moved her at the ceremony when he performed a Kaddish.
They had a large tent that covered the famous watchtower in front of Birkenau. We were all inside of this tent when the rabbi, who is a survivor, was forming a Kaddish. Standing there in the front of that tower that symbolized death for over a million people, I think was really powerful for me.
The night before the ceremony, Davis attended a reception and spoke personally with the survivors.
The mood was, I think, can best be described by Paula Levovich. She's a survivor from Auschwitz. She was actually liberated there as an 11-year-old, and she said, "Silence is not an option." Then also you had Roman Kent, who said, "Remembering is not enough. Deeds is the obligation of the survivors and the leaders to teach what happened when hate is allowed to flourish. So we must teach tolerance and understanding. We must teach that hate is never right and love is never wrong. It's important and necessary that not only us as witnesses of their testimony, but you know, me as a teacher and then leaders and heads of state need to actively be involved in taking a stand against the anti-Semitism and against the hate and intolerance, not just among Jews, but among all people."
How are you processing all of this? What is going through your mind?
It's a little overwhelming. It's hard to describe, but I'm feeling very much obligated in a good way to continue the message and to teach as many people as I can about the stories that the survivors have to tell. And it's important for us to never forget and to always remember and to take action against all intolerance.
We mentioned in our last conversation you started learning about this when you were 12, and so you are well-versed in the history of most things that happened there. What caught you off guard?
I don't know if I'm going to talk about it.
Davis says some of the things she learned are too disturbing to share.
As the progression of systematic killing, how it progressed, and the reason why it became so industrialized was not to make it more efficient to kill more people, but to make it easier for the Nazis so that they wouldn't have as much stress on themselves for having to kill people.
That was Orem Middle School teacher Miranda Davis, who is one of 25 teachers from 11 countries chosen by the Shoah Foundation to travel to Poland as part of ceremonies recognizing the 70th anniversary of the liberation of prisoners from Auschwitz at the end of World War II. For the full interview, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.